Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, so at 23 past the hour, this is the part of the hour where we focus on music, musical events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You may remember the Fleetwood Mac song, The Chain. The reason we're playing that now is because the battle rounds are continuing on The Voice. Brittany and Trey competed on The Voice this week with their versions of that song.
The sunrise, run in the shadow. Damn your love, damn your life. And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I can still hear you saying you would never break the chain.
So, Brittany and Trey competing on The Voice. That's a very popular program. More popular now than American Idol. Certainly, American Idol started all of this. Last night, Ryan welcomed back David Cook, who was the winner of American Idol in 2008, to perform from his latest album, a song called Heartbeat.
Disappear before my eyes, just above the highest tide, but falling to the ocean line. And oh, I see smoke enough to make me choke. The world feels broken down.
Counting the lines, the years are screaming louder now, and all the trees start falling down.
All right, so that's how the, I don't know, I remember watching American Idol a little. Kara, do you ever watch any of these shows, American Idol, The Voice, any of them, or do they mean nothing to you?
I don't really watch them. I've said before, I watched, you know, a couple seasons of American Idol. I think I watched the Carrie Underwood one, the Kelly Clarkson one, and that's about it, because, you know, I saw bits and pieces of other ones, and they just weren't any good.
Speaking of that, Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood have announced they're going to appear together in the last episode, which will be got to be during the May sweeps, I'm going to think, because that's when they want all this stuff to culminate. So have they ever sung together before? They were, Kelly Clarkson was the winner of season one, right? And then Carrie Underwood a couple of years later.
Am I remembering that right? I don't know that they're actually singing together at the finale. I think that they're both just singing along with all of the other winners of American Idol.
But would you agree that they both are equal, or is Kelly Clarkson a little ahead in terms of popularity from Carrie Underwood?
I think Kelly Clarkson's a little bit more popular, but I think I'm also biased because I don't really like country music very much. So, I mean, Carrie Underwood is pretty pop country.
Yeah, she is.
But, yeah, I think I like Kelly Clarkson a little better.
All right, here's Kelly Clarkson coming to The View. I'm coming to The View, good Doug. Coming to American Idol as the season ends and the show ends. Crank it up there, Kara.
This one's actually Carrie Underwood now.
Oh, this is Underwood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Jennifer were here, she would have scolded us because she'd know the difference between the two of them. By the way, Jennifer is getting better, and I expect she'll be back with us at some point next week. For those of you who are wondering and who miss her, I miss her. We all miss her. So, to sort of wrap this up, the last season of American Idol and what it has meant, say what you will, some people are very cynical. This show changed a lot of the landscape when it came to reality television. It really did. And Ryan Seacrest grew up before our very eyes. You saw that, too. 28 past here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, no doubt about it, kids say the darndest things, and I've got an example of kid speak you gotta hear to believe. Here's the overheard on the playground science of it. Once upon a time, kids said, "My dad can beat up your dad." Well, you can't say that anymore. Zero tolerance for violence. Instead, when one child hurts, offends another child, they start screaming, "I'm going to sue you." No surprise in our litigious society full of judge shows and attorneys' commercials. Children now threaten lawsuits for their protection. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's possible to teach kids how to problem solve without threats. To teach your child this skill, ask them to come up with ways on their own to solve the problem honorably, then reward them when they follow through. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're spending more and more time plugged in, checking email, playing games, hanging out on social media sites.
Our smartphones, tablets, and laptops always seem to be within arm's reach, and our connectivity is creeping into our downtime, our sleep time, and our family time. How can we embrace taking a break from technology?
Blogger Patrick Roan suggests creating a tech-free zone in your home, a place where books, pen and paper, board games, and other such items are not only welcome but championed.
What room in your home could become a place where gadgets get checked at the door?
Get off the grid and get in touch with your creativity and imagination, two important skills that lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.